Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 4th of April, and right now it's partly cloudy on 26 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy in the morning, then clear, with temperatures ranging from low 28 to high 33 degrees Celsius, with a heat index of 36. It will be breezy with southerly winds at 10 to 30 km per hour. Later on, we can expect overcast in the evening, then partly cloudy, again winds from south at 15 to 25 km per hour. Morning humidity was on 71 and will drop on 52% by noon. Moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 40%. And here's the announcement of working committee on interaction with the governing board. And the announcement says, on Saturday, 6th of April at 6 p.m., the residents of Auroville are welcome to interact with the governing board at Sauchur, followed by community dinner at Solar Kitchen at 7:30 p.m. All our Auroviliens and newcomers are welcome. The Residents Assembly Service has received a list of 71 signatures of our Auroviliens who support the proposal that the Water Maintenance Service continues its service. So, the Residents Assembly Service on behalf of these Auroviliens calls for a general meeting to examine following agenda points. First, what is the process for unit closure and how has it been applied in the Water Maintenance Service issue? And second, is there a body that ensures transparency and adherence to ratified processes when controversial decisions are taken by working groups? If not, do we need such a body? Third, are there ratified processes that regulate procedures such as closing a unit, freezing of unit accounts, redistribution of unit assets, and reopening of units? If not, do we need such processes? Fourth, is there an interim solution to address the specific situation around the Water and Maintenance Service? The general meeting will be held on Wednesday, 10th of April at 4:30 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion International Zone. Pate asking us to write to rustservice@orwell.org in case if we have any questions. On Saturday, 6th of April at 7 p.m., we are invited to Painting Music from Within, which will happen in Auro Annam Farmers Cafe, where Northeast Indian food is cooked and served. As they are saying, they play jazz live collective. Anna on voice and compositions, Rolf on guitar, Inga on bass, and Peter on drums, and friends with painting. So we will listen to the music and paint. They're asking us to join them for a free jam session, and we're supposed to bring our instruments and voices. Also on Saturday from 7:30 p.m. onward, Hibiscus Art Village Project presents in Wellpepper Cafe in Swedom, The Sun Waves, where we would dine and listen to the concert of Trinity, Daniel, Caroline and K.O. And from 9:30 p.m., Yema Dust will give their last concert in Auroville with tribal world music. That will be Tiago and Anna and friends. Africa Housing International Zone would like to share with the members of the community following letter with invitation at the occasion of 19th commemoration of genocide against Tutsi in Rwanda. This year, to mark the 19th commemoration of genocide against Tutsis, over 30,000 Rwandan youth have spread-headed this year walk to remember, to unite the international community and empower their peers to take action against genocide. In 2009, Walk to Remember was conceived to empower the youth of Rwanda and around the world to take a stand against genocide. This year, we have joined the walk will take place in Rwanda, Burundi, Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, Ethiopia, Nigeria, Canada, India, United Kingdom, and the United States of America during the month of April. These well-equipped youth are using their knowledge and personal experiences to spread the message of unity and educate their peers throughout the East African community on the consequences of divisions. Likewise, friends and members of the diaspora in Canada, India, Ethiopia, Nigeria, United Kingdom and the United States of America are sharing their history with their local communities. Young Rwandans abroad are hosting discussions, screening films and initiation walk to remember activities in their communities. Rwandan students in India in Annamalai University are commemorating and honoring the lost lives of the Tutsi genocide, which will include a candle lighting ceremony and the reading of names. The walk to remember will take place in Annamalai University to the basketball ground on the 7th of April at 7 p.m. And why walk to remember? as they say. We work to give respect and honor to all our fellow Rwandans who were killed in 1994 genocide. We work in respect for all our relatives, friends and parents who were killed in genocide. We work to show the world that our country is not known for genocide but is also known for a country of hope of the hopeless. We work to remember and also to see how me and you have come from far. We, Rwandan students of Anna Malay University, we believe greater things are yet to come in Rwanda. And here's the letter of Henry, President of Committee. The Rwandan Students Association would like to invite the International Society from Auroville for the 19th commemoration of genocide against Tutsi held in Anna Malay University on 7th of April from 7 p.m. And we will start walk to remember in memory of beloved one and as a sign of journey to the vision of our country, Rwanda. It will be a pleasure to share the moment with you all. This weekend also the 3-day international dance workshop will happen at Kripa in Kalabumi with 3 choreographers from Paris, Ghent and Pune. Each day the sessions will take place at 5 p.m. On Monday, 8th of April, affordable housing exhibition will launch at the Solar Kitchen and Town Hall. And here's the announcement from Verité, which says that as of 1st of April, the fish pond in Verité, ERC, is closed to visitors. Despite their best efforts to maintain it as an open space for quiet contemplation, it was turning into a crowded, noisy hangout place with increasingly frequent unpleasant disturbances to the programs and especially to the ERC staff. And interestingly, they also noticed a severe decline in the population of the fish. They apologized to those fish ponds devotees who respectfully appreciated the atmosphere there. Unfortunately, there were many others who did not. And as the fish pond seems to have become rather famous, they ask us to help us spread the word that is no longer open. The Auroville Film Festival shares with us the following announcements, which said that in September from 18 to 22nd, they are happy to organize third Auroville Film Festival. During the 5 days, we will have an opportunity to see movies in 4 different categories, made by residents of the Auroville bioregion, including guests, made about Auroville or bioregion, made by students living in Auroville or bioregion, and films that develop the theme of human unity. In the first 3 categories, they accept films of any duration and of any theme. As in the previous festivals, the programmation will take place in the morning, afternoon and evening at MMFC, auditorium and other venues. An open-air screening will be organized. The team of Auroville Film Festival has already been working on the organization for several months, looking for movies on human unity from all over the world. They invite us to email them our suggestion for this category. They expect lots of movies from Aurovillians, children of Auroville and other residents of the city. And they absolutely do not censor anybody's entry, but they do screen the films for technical adequacy. They invite us to work as soon as possible on our films so that we will be able to submit our production before end of July. We can write to them to Auroville Film Festival at auroville.org. After a great year of arts and crafts, the Horses and Eagles in Transition School, which are the 2 oldest grades, are delighted to present their first ever art exhibition, which would be held in Kalakendra in Bharat Nivas from 6th to 9th of April. The exhibition will be open daily from 10 to 4 p.m. and the opening will happen on 6th of April at 4:30 p.m. We are cordially invited to all well wishers to our Vodai fraternity are all cordially invited on 7th of April, which is Sunday at 3 p.m. to witness a cultural event. The program starts with puja, continued by the chanting of Shiva Puranam. A kolam competition for ladies, no age limit, will be held with the background of Tamil classical music performed by a troupe from Chidambaram. The program ends with prasadam distribution for all the participants. At Ecofilm Club in Sadhana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m., they will hold Sadhana Forest Haiti Night with the film One Day, Everything Will Be Free, which was made in 2013 by Joseph Redwood Martinez. and One Day Everything Will Be Free is a feature-length documentary about an ecological restoration project run by a utopian community located in one of the most politically complicated and environmentally degraded terrains in the world, in the area referred to locally as the Wasteland. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Spanish documentary Bolivar in Venezuela, which was made in 2004 in Venezuela by director Marcelo Andrade. On Saturday there was screen drama Rhino Season, which was made in Iran and Turkey in 2012 by director Bahman Gobadi. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. there was screen animation adventure comedy Aladdin, which was made in USA in 1992 by director Ron Clements. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. we can see adventure drama Mission, made in USA in 1986 by director Ronald Joffe. The divine gives itself to those who give themselves without reserve and in all their parts to the divine. For them the calm, the light, the power, the bliss, the freedom, the wideness, the heights of knowledge, the seas of Ananda. Wrote Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.